From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has told his Russian counterpart Washington is preparing to take steps to suspend bilateral engagement with Moscow over Syria unless the violence in Aleppo is ended and a ceasefire restored. Kerry spoke with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
We're perfectly willing and able to move forward on those kinds of steps, steps that would end up in the suspension of U.S.-Russia bilateral engagement on Syria, unless we see some significant steps taken by Russia in the very near future to show that they mean what they say when they say they support a cessation of hostilities and a resumption of political talks.
Russia Wednesday said it was prepared to work with the U.S. on Syria and would send experts to Geneva for talks on normalizing the situation. A U.S.-Russian ceasefire collapsed shortly after it was reached in early September. Meanwhile, U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has condemned airstrikes Wednesday on the two largest hospitals in rebel-held Aleppo.
This morning, we awoke to reports of strikes on two more hospitals in Aleppo. Let us be clear. Those using ever more destructive weapons know exactly what they are doing. They know they are committing war crimes.
The president of the International Committee of the Red Cross said patients were killed, medical staff wounded, and those hurt in the fighting in the rebel-held sector of Aleppo have little hope of getting life-saving medical care. The government of President Bashar al-Assad, backed by Russian air power, Iranian ground forces, and Shia militia fighters, is on the offensive against the opposition's last major urban stronghold. The U.S. says it carried out a self-defense airstrike on al-Shabaab fighters in Somalia, killing 9 militants. But Somali officials say the U.S. strike on the central town Galkayo killed 22 soldiers, wounded 16. This is VOA News.